Saul, the first king of Israel, began to reign about 1043 BC. After his victory over the Ammonites, Saul was acclaimed king throughout all Israel. But a first flagrant violation of God's law revealed his essential unworthiness to be king over the Lord's people. He had offered sacrifices which only a priest consecrated to God might offer, an act which demonstrated his lack of faith and disobedient spirit. The Lord rebuked him through Samuel the prophet and announced that his descendants would be deprived of the kingship. At that time, the Philistines controlled the southwest of Canaan. They had a monopoly on iron, which gave them the control of manufactured tools and instruments of war. The Israelite troops were armed with slings, clubs, and bows, as the Philistines had destroyed the foundries and forges in the country to prevent them making weapons. The people had to go down to the Philistines to have their plowshares, axes, and sickles sharpened at a very high price. Only Saul and his son Jonathan had a sword and spear. The Philistines would send raiding parties to plunder the land and terrify the people. Almost all the troops in Saul's army had deserted. Only 600 men stayed with him to face the powerful Philistine forces. But the Lord helped Israel through Jonathan, Saul's eldest son. One day Jonathan decided to attack a Philistine outpost, but he did not tell his father. Saul was camping on the outskirts of Gibeah with his 600 men, and no one noticed that Jonathan had left. Only his young armor-bearer was with him. He had to climb a mountain pass to reach the Philistine outpost. As they neared the site, Jonathan reassured his young companion. "Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few," he said. "Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf." "I am with you, heart and soul," replied the young man. God gave the Philistines into their hands, and they killed 20 men. Then there was an earthquake, and panic struck the enemy army. The Philistines, in total confusion, turned on each other or fled. When the Israelites heard that the Philistines were on the run, those who had deserted came back and joined the battle in hot pursuit of the fugitives. So the Lord rescued Israel that day. But Saul's men were exhausted, because the king, fearful of losing his advantage over the Philistines, had pronounced a curse on anyone tasting food until evening. Jonathan had not been informed of his father's orders. He ate some wild honey in the woods, and his strength returned. This became known, and Saul said he must die, because he had broken the oath. But the people replied, "Never, not a hair of his head shall fall to the ground, for he did this today with God's help." So Jonathan's life was spared. During the years that followed, Saul defeated many of Israel's enemies, the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Philistines, and finally the Amalekites. The Amalekites had always been against Israel. They had waylaid the people in the desert after the Israelites had come out of Egypt and had attacked the rear guard, killing the old and weak and all who could not keep up. God had judged Amalek and given them over to total destruction, but he had not ordered the sentence to be carried out at that time. So Samuel said to Saul that God commanded him to execute divine judgment on that nation by destroying all the people and all that belonged to them. Saul attacked the Amalekites and put them to the sword, but Agag, their king, and the best of the herds and flocks were spared. The Israelites destroyed all the weak animals, but kept for themselves everything that was good. God said to Samuel that Saul had disobeyed him, and Samuel was very grieved. Early the next morning he went to meet the king, but was told that he had gone to Carmel to set up a monument in his own honor. When the prophet finally reached him, Saul said, "I have carried out the Lord's instructions." Samuel replied, "What then is the bleating of sheep and lowing of cattle that I hear?" "The men spared the best animals to sacrifice them to the Lord your God," said the king, "but we totally destroyed the rest." "Enough," replied the old prophet. "Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder? Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings as much as in obedience to his word? To obey is better than to sacrifice, for rebellion is as evil as divination or idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king." Saul replied, "I have sinned, but please forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God." "I will not go back with you, because the Lord has rejected you as king," replied the old prophet, and he turned to leave. Saul caught hold of the edge of Samuel's robe and tore it. Samuel said to him, "The Lord will tear the kingdom of Israel from you and give it to one better than you." He ordered Agag, the Amalekite king, to be brought to him and put to death. Then he went to his home and grieved because of Saul. Samuel never went to see the king again. Next episode, David chosen as king.